Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. President Biden is warning Israel against a plan evacuating civilians in Rafah and sending ground forces in. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
What did Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu do? He doubled down, completely disregarding his strongest ally, the U.S. He is pressing ahead with his plans to advance on Rafah, saying it is impossible to achieve the goal of war without eliminating Hamas everywhere. So he has ordered his troops to submit a plan to evacuate civilians and destroy the Hamas battalions in Rafah.
Will the president's age become a big factor as he tries to get reelected to the White House? CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
President Biden departed for Delaware this weekend, cleared by the special counsel's report of any criminal charges for mishandling classified documents. But the entire White House is now defending the 81-year-old president in a renewed conversation about his age and memory.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated.
Now, the report was from special counsel Robert Hur, a Republican and one-time Trump appointee. Witnesses are describing the scary moments when a small plane crashed on a Florida interstate, killing two people on board.
A loud thud. It was a unique thud, not something you ever heard before. It wasn't an explosion at all, nothing like that. It was best thing I describe as something impacting the earth in a thud.
The pilot had apparently lost both engines and attempted an emergency landing, crashing down on I-75 and bursting into flames. Well, today is the start of the Chinese Lunar New Year and the Year of the Dragon. It is the biggest single celebration in the world, marked by more than a billion people. Traditions include decking everything out in red and gold, which is supposed to bring you good luck. According to Chinese culture, the dragon symbolizes power, nobility, honor, and success. And the Super Bowl's tomorrow on CBS, and hitting up a bar to watch might be your plan. Some 49ers fans in San Francisco's Mission District are already partying.
Just getting ready for Sunday, trying to a little pregame a little early, but definitely ready for Sunday. And excited.
And there's another big game tomorrow, the Puppy Bowl. This year, they celebrate a milestone, their 20th anniversary. That means they'll feature the most puppies ever, with over 130 hitting the AstroTurf, all adoptable and looking for their forever homes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hopes for reviving the expanded federal child tax credit got a big boost when the plan recently passed the U.S. House. If it eventually becomes law, advocates for low-income families say it would go a long way in fighting poverty. Here's Mike Mohn.
The U.S. House passed a bipartisan tax bill that includes a 3-year expansion of the child tax credit. Analysts say it isn't as robust as the 1-year expansion from 2021, but a key provision would allow families with little or no income to gain eligibility. Tim Smeeting, a retired economist with the University of Wisconsin, says it could allow struggling households to address a big expense they haven't been able to cover.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
He says eliminating those debts frees up money for families to spend on children's needs. Despite bipartisan support in the House, the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that in the first year, expanding the child tax credit will lift as many as 400,000 kids above the poverty line. The center's Chris Cox says while there are calls to bring back the original expansion, this bill would still make a difference.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
Bill sponsors hope to get final approval so qualifying households could claim the credit on this year's taxes. Cox says if you file earlier, the measure instructs the IRS to make good on your return. Wisconsin has an earned income tax credit, but the state is often cited as having a regressive tax structure that hurts low-income households. Experts say the federal plan would ease that burden. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, 28. Sunshine and 39 on your Sunday. Mostly clear Sunday night with a low of 28 degrees. Sunny 42 for Monday and near 40 with a few clouds on Tuesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10.
If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha.
And you can also catch us on the Civic Media app.
101.1 FM, The Shaw. Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha.
I'm your host, Downtown. And you can also catch us on the Civic Media app.
Coming to you live and local.
FM, The Shaw.
From the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown.
I'm your host.
Here in the
WAUK. And you can also catch us on the Civic Media app.
Coming to you live and local.
Right around the corner from Theodore
Young. From the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown.
I'm your host.
Here in the WAUK.
And you can also catch us on the Civic Media app.
Coming to you live
and local. Right around the corner from Theodore
Young. From the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown.
I'm your host.
Here in the WAUK.
And you can also catch us on the Civic Media app.
Coming to you live
and local. Right around the corner from Theodore Young.
Please bear with us a moment here.
Johnny's on the board. We'll get it figured out.
We're also going to talk about this morning is the 70th annual Rotary Club Pancake Festival. 70th anniversary. How cool is that? And I'm going to be the MC. I'll be showing up there right after this show. So hope to see you over there. That's a really great community gathering. Great event that the Rotary puts on. And then Rocker, another Waukesha South alum, will be calling in at 10 after 8. Max Inc. Radio is coming to Maddie's next Friday. And so he'll be talking about that. And then James Santel joins us in the last half hour before his show, Morning Cannolis, to talk about maybe some legal issues that coming up that impact Waukesha directly. And special hello to Mary Jane, who's joined us. Very good friend of my guests this morning, and she's brought coffee, thankfully. And I think it's from Mama D's. And just a big week in Waukesha in general, especially Waukesha South. We had a very special ceremony on Tuesday night before the South CMH basketball game. And then Wednesday, 15 students, seniors, participated in National Signing Day. And we're gonna highlight each one of them in the 2 hours that we have. So it's 30 degrees outside, too, and dusk has finally made its way here into the Shaw. And, again, so is Mary Jane Sanchez. And, Mary Jane, we might have you put the headphones on and join us. So you got it. Take your time. So am I still getting a lot of feedback here, Eli?
No, sounds good.
That sounds good. Okay, sounds excellent. Good. Okay. So, Eli, welcome, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great having some younger people on the show. I know we've had some high school students, but this is I think this may be the first time I've had someone in the 20s frame.
That's perfect.
So tell us, what year did you graduate from South?
Yeah, I graduated in 2016.
2016. Excellent. Yep. And then you were accepted to the University of Wisconsin, Madison.
Yep, that's right. So, yep, went to Madison right after. Graduated in 2020, pandemic time. So, yeah, it's been
good times.
Since high school, it's been a wild ride.
Sure. I bet. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, you're going to be telling your grandkids about it someday. Oh, you lived through the COVID pandemic. And And again, I know in a lot of what you are deprived of certain rights that young people, especially going through college. But there are also some unique things, too, I imagine you experience that no one else ever has or things of that nature.
Yeah, most definitely. And I kind of, embraced it. You have to. I mean, situations like that, you can either, be disappointed or upset about what you're deprived of, the graduation ceremony and different things like that. Or you can, embrace it and roll with the punches.
I love it. And so you're currently working in communications with Johnson Controls. Is that correct?
I'm working in corporate sales right now for Johnson Controls.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
For the past few years, I was doing that in Chicago as well.
Nice.
And then came back home. Still came doing that.
After a couple exciting years in Lincoln Park and Lakeview, you decided to take it back home.
Yeah, I wanted to have a homecoming, sure. I loved Chicago, though. My 2 years there were amazing.
Yeah.
Just moving around and, decided to make a stop back home and do a few things here. And then we'll see what the next chapter brings.
When you talk about a few things, and again, Mary Jane are we video or are we still life, Mary Jane? She's capturing some images. Right. Sounds great. Sounds good. Yeah, Mary Jane's going to put the phones on. This is awesome. So, full disclosure, Mary Jane, it's fair to say she's like a second mother to you, right, Eli?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
And then Antonio, her son, was like one of your best friends growing up, if not your best friend.
Now for sure. We didn't even know each other in high school that much at all. And then
I got the backstory.
yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
So Antonio comes home one day and says, Mom, I got my roommate for Madison. I'm like, who is this person? And then he says, oh, it's Eli Fields. You'll really like him. I said, I got to meet his parents. Well, come to find out that his father knows my son Jason well and got to meet Eli and his family. And I said, okay, he's in.
Nice. Well, that's funny. My son Evan, National Signing Day was Wednesday, so we might as well do my son Evan first. He's committing to Eau Claire for football. We're really excited for him.
Yes,
had a great career at South. Was honorable mention All Classic 80s junior year, and really excited to be going with the Blue Golds. Really loves the coaching staff there and the new culture. But his roommate is going to be none other than one of his best friends since fifth grade, Vinny Mahalos, Capoletti. Oh,
yes,
and it was whose dad Nick had been their coach for many years. I don't know if Nick ever did you play football, Eli, or just basketball?
No, just basketball and track.
Okay, yeah. So Vinny's dad was their coach since they were in fifth grade and is like a father figure to my son. And so it's neat for someone that roomed blind at a Big Ten school like myself. It is neat having a roommate that's someone that you have a body of experience with and familiarity and trust. So you're already off to the right foot, heading to Madison with Antonio then.
Yeah, definitely. It was a good move.
What schools did you go to in Waukesha before that, like grade school and middle school?
Yeah, so... I grew up in Milwaukee. I was going to Morgandale,
okay,
on the south side, and then moved to Waukesha, starting second grade. So I was at Hillcrest.
Nice.
Then went to Pleasant Hill.
Okay.
And then Horning for middle school.
Oh, okay, that's right in my neighborhood, my beloved Banting Park. So yeah, my daughter's in eighth grade there now. So
yeah,
fantastic. And so, as we know, this is Black History Month, and I encourage everyone to check Earl Ingram's show out from 8 to 10. They're really doing a lot of neat chronicles on Black history in Wisconsin. And to me, history, as telling Eli, I'm a big believer in living history. And, young men and women like yourself and Antonio are living history. What was it like growing up in Waukesha for you?
Yeah, I think it was a very interesting experience. I've been blessed to have a very diverse experience and just being in different environments, coming from Milwaukee, starting on you know, living on the north side and south side, being able to see, I mean, the segregation, like, it's definitely a real thing.
Sure,
and then
sure.
coming out to Waukesha, seeing kind of a different way of living, and having a bit of a culture shock, but still being around, you know, still having, you know, a Black community that, you know, I relied on. So it was a, interesting experience, definitely.
Sure. You know, and that's kind of what it, because there is a wealth of great Black history, even here in Wisconsin. But I'm really curious about, like, what that history is in Waukesha. And in your mind, like, what you know, what is it to you in terms of, like, that? Or what, how much do you know, really?
Yeah. Honestly, not that much in Waukesha. I think, yeah, like you said, I think the living, it's time for the living history.
Yeah.
For sure. I'll definitely have to do some research on as it relates to Waukesha.
Sure.
But then, yeah.
Yeah.
Also creating it. I mean, being, you know, a majority of my life here. Yeah, definitely being able to create some of my own, and then, you know, highlight some other figures too.
Well, good. Well, like I said, it's great. One thing I love about Waukesha and why we chose to settle here is that there's so many families that grew up here and continue to live here, and so many young men and women like yourself that chose to come back here to live. So much opportunity, a great university city. And so I think there's just so much to share. Mary Jane shared with me something the other day from a Waukesha County Historical Society. And there's some great history there, like in the Underground Railroad. I believe Waukesha was a port in the Underground Railroad. And I grew up in a town in Western New York that was founded by Quakers. And we were a big port in the Underground Railroad. And so it's neat to have to be connected to that kind of history. But John Schoenick's going to be my guest on March 2nd, and we're going to talk more about Waukesha history. And so maybe we'll prep him to share, even though we've passed February, to see what we can learn about different aspects of Black history in Waukesha here, in Waukesha County even. So,
Don, as you know, the city of, and everybody knows, the city of Waukesha is full of railroads. You can't get through the city without running into one of the tracks.
Sure.
So, and with
talking to the mic, okay, Janie.
Oh,
and sit still.
You.
All right, you're bobbing in and out. Thanks. I can say it to Mary Jane. We go back a long way.
Thank you. And then, of course, you know, being right downtown and being the railroad, people would come in to work. And of course, during the Civil War, you know, they were able to come to Wisconsin. And Waukesha's being a big railroad city, it was a prime location.
Yeah, I can see that, definitely. And it's Mary Jane and I, she took me in my first venture to Club 400. In the history there, of course, Les Paul's family's connected to that. But that railroad station where El Estacion is now, like, that was called the 400 train would come in from Chicago. And so having that nightclub there was a big fact. Les Paul, like, I played for the first time there with Mary Ford.
Nice.
Some of their biggest hits. And so... And again, I got to believe Les Paul didn't learn how to play guitar from any of his neighbors. I'm sure he had influences from the Black community that shaped who he was, who he became, and his innovations. And so, we've got a lot more to cover here, including the Carol Minute. We'll get ready for Rockers calling in, and then James Santel's coming for a visit. And I mean, where's the coffee from, Mary Jane?
Actually, today's coffee's from Quick Trip, so we had enough for everybody. But if you've got a moment, I'd like to just touch basically on the scholarships that the both Eli and Antonio have.
Sure. So, yeah, we're going to continue that on the other side. I can't wait to hear about those scholarships because, that again, talk about, living history here in Waukesha. We're going to learn more about Eli and Antonio scholarships and the other great things that have happened for them.
Is waiting for the sun.
The Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Early.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home.
For so many people, it's just all but evaporated here in Milwaukee. Oh, we're back.
Hey, welcome back this week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, here on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM. Johnny's on the board, and thanks, Johnny, for the heads up there. I was kind of going off the going off the grid there for a little bit. So thanks again for keeping me in line there. And so we were talking about Black history in Waukesha, growing up in Waukesha with Eli Fields. And Mary Jane wanted to chime in on some of Eli's accolades along with her son, Antonio. Go ahead, Mary Jane. The mic is yours.
All right. Well, as you know, education is so important for kids of all, races, colors, and it creates, a unity through diversity is really an important statement of Antonio's and a lot of the people that really believe in helping others that maybe might not have the opportunities. And so Waukesha has been really good to both Eli and Antonio by being able to have scholarships to get them the help to get to the D1 colleges. My other two children, they went to UW-Waukesha and then UW-Milwaukee. But because of that scholarship, that just enabled both of them to get to that higher level of education.
Yeah, and I got to say, and I went to Michigan State, and there's something about a Big Ten experience that it's been. Now, for me, really quick, was that, you're in this large school. At the time, the student body is like 42,000, 32,000 undergrad. But I was in a small college focused on political science because that was my interest. It was called James Madison College. We had like 1,000 students. So I had the best of both worlds. I had kind of had that small liberal arts college experience where by senior year, the student-teacher ratio was like 6 or 12 to 1. So real focused quality time with your professors. And junior year was probably like 15 to 20. So, but then we also had those auditorium lectures and like the 500 seat. And those are cool too. That's a different art form, like lecturing to a big audience like that. And so it kind of had the best of both worlds. Was that similar for your experience, Eli, in Madison?
Yeah, pretty much the same. Like I started out, I had, both experiences, the 300 plus lectures, to where, sometimes you just feel like a number and you're just there in and out.
Sure.
But I got a funny story about that too.
Yeah.
And then, towards the end of college, like real small, concentrated classes for my major. So it feels, I had both, like you said, and, it was a great experience. And once you're there for a little while, like, I think the big college, the stigma, like, students, at least from what I hear, like high school students or, people that aren't in college yet, kind of worried about that, but the campus gets small.
Yeah.
It went from 50,000. I mean, me and Tony, like, Madison felt like a small place. We'd be saying hi to everyone, shaking hands, meeting a lot of people. So the longer you're there, the smaller it becomes. It doesn't feel like a huge place,
Yeah. Yep.
I was in a lecture, my psychology class freshman year. It was probably like 300 people, and the first exam failed. And after the lecture following the exam, we were getting up and the professor like just stared at me. And I'm like, is he, I did one of these, like, are you looking at me? Like, cause there's 300, like there's it's a huge lecture.
Sure.
I'm feeling bad cause I just failed. And he's like, just looking at me, like not taking his eyes off. I'm like, how does he, he's like, pointed me. And then like motioned me over to the stage. He was like, what happened on the exam? So I don't know if he like recognized my face from my wish card or what it was, but it was cool, a cool moment to where it's like he cared enough to like, somehow he recognized that was me. And then, I was in his office hours the next week.
Neat.
Crazy.
Yeah. But for any of those, aspiring college students, take advantage of your office hours. Professors love those. And it's really the only time they really get to connect, especially if they have those larger classes. They definitely want you to take advantage of your. Looks like we have a caller. Is that correct, Johnny? Is that Antonio? Are you there? I can't hear him.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, okay. There it is. I heard the beep go.
Antonio Sanchez, all the way from the Big Apple. How are you?
That's right. I'm doing well. Doing well. It's an hour later here, so.
That's right. Sounds great. Any questions here for our guest, Eli Fields?
No, yeah, it was great to hear. I would like to hear a little bit more about, I guess, the people program and how, you know, that, I guess, what like, how was that available to you and kind of what that all consisted of?
Yeah, so it actually started, I was in AVID. Awesome. In high school, so yeah, the AVID program
with Dan Schreier, right?
Yeah, before with Dan Schreier. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Schreier.
Mm-hmm.
So the people, there was a senior that was in the people program, so he kind of did a presentation about the people program in our AVID class. So that's how I found out about it, and then applied, got accepted my freshman year. So basically, neat. It was all 4 years of high school. So you go to UW-Madison each summer, basically take like pre-college classes. So
oh,
you
wow.
get the full dorm experience. So
really?
I'm staying on campus. Yeah. Every single summer of high school. So, definitely a big commitment. And then for the students that, are able to complete the program, and get accepted into Madison.
I've never heard of that. That's fantastic.
Full tuition scholarship. Yeah.
Wow.
So that was, yeah, that was an amazing. I'm blessed and grateful for that experience. It was a fun time and taught me a lot too. Met some great people. So I'm trying to, just keep that alive and maybe create my own type of program similar to that someday.
That's terrific. So, hey, thanks for the question, Antonio. Anything else before we let you start your day?
Yeah, that's all I have today. But yeah, great show so far. I'm listening.
Sounds great. So. Hey, we look forward to having you on in person next time you're back home to see Mom and the rest of the family. So, Mom, yeah, any messages for your son Antonio here before we let him go?
Antonio, if you could share your PK scholarship and how that advanced your career as well.
Yeah, definitely. I also when you walked us out, that was as was talked about earlier. And had the opportunity to apply to the PK scholarship at UW-Madison. So you had to get in to Madison first, but it was a scholarship for underrepresented ethnicities, races that
nice.
Were attending UW-Madison, and it was you had the ability to either get a half scholarship or a full scholarship. And I was, blessed to have a full scholarship. And honestly, it changed my life. I always said that's, the first thing I'm giving back to, when I make it. So, it was really great scholarship. Met most of my, very, very close friends through all the scholarships. And it was really great because, there would be banquets at UW-Madison with, People's Program and the Powers Knapp Scholarship and the Chancellor Scholarship, which are all, students from underrepresented backgrounds at UW-Madison would come together and connect. And I just really, really loved that part of UW-Madison. And like I said, I have most of my friends today from that. So.
That's great. Hey, Antonio, thanks so much for the call. We're going to talk more with Eli Fields here, and you're welcome to stick around, Antonio, and continue the conversation. We're also going to highlight a couple of our 15 students. There's 14 left here from National Signing Day, as well as a special ceremony on Tuesday night. It's kind of surprised Mary Jane wasn't there, honoring one of Waukesha South's favorite sons.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has signaled that an invasion of Rafah may be close. CBS's Deborah Pata.
This week, we saw the strongest rebuke yet from President Biden. Not only did he describe Israel's war as over the top, but said a lot of innocent people are dying and it has got to stop.
While a special counsel report did not recommend any criminal charges for President Biden's mishandling classified documents, the White House is hitting back on what the report said about his age and memory. Congressman Adam Smith.
It didn't go well. Okay, there's no doubt about that. That needs to get better.
A small plane tried to make an emergency landing when it crashed onto a highway in Naples, Florida.
Emergency clear to land, runway 23. Is that hot today, 23?
We're clear to land, but we're not going to make the runway. We've lost both engines.
The plane had departed from Columbus, Ohio, with five on board. Two died in the crash. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at Super Bowl 58. In the NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets 120-84. The Bucks' new guard, Patrick Beverley, entered the game at the end of the first quarter to a standing ovation. Beverley on what the past 24 hours like after being traded to Milwaukee from Philadelphia.
NBA world, obviously, as a player, everything happens so fast, obviously. You know, my time with the Sixers was great, and I was playing some of my best basketball I think I've ever played. Yeah, I didn't see this coming.
NFL Jordan Love here in Vegas conducting interviews. I asked him how the Packers went from 2-5 to making the playoffs last year.
You know, it was a tough stretch we had. You know, we went on a 4-game losing streak, but you know, it's really a credit to the whole team, man. Everybody stuck together. No one pointed fingers. You know, everyone found ways to improve their game, and you know, that's kind of what I did too. Just found ways to settle in a little bit more, focus on what I need to focus on, and control what I control.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love from Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, 28. Sunshine and 39 on your Sunday. Mostly clear Sunday night with a low of 28 degrees. Sunny 42 for Monday and near 40 with a few clouds on Tuesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Civic Media and The Shaw 101 FM presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series featuring Iron Plow. Iron Plow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something. But sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're a comic. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Traffic on the interstates. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Traffic on the interstates. This is The
Shaw. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Danny Brown, and I'm joined by Johnny on the board. Johnny Ray Watermelon. Poor old Johnny Ray. Sorry, Johnny. We're back here with Eli Fields and Mary Jane Sanchez. And thanks for the call, Antonio. I know you're still listening. And hey, shout out to Dave out in Greenfield and Daniel out in Whitefish Bay, some regular listeners, and so many more that are part of our morning breakfast here. And I promised to shout out some highlights on National Signing Day. And you know, before I introduce this gentleman, we're talking about all the unique experiences, you know, Eli and Antonio and so many had growing up in Waukesha. This young man, Benjamin Babcock, will be going to Liberty University in the fall for triathlon. Did you know we had triathletes at Waukesha South?
Wow.
And Dan Schreier is the athletic director, is one. But so it's neat this young man was able to segue his passion for triathlons into an academic career. So congratulations to Benjamin Babcock. Hey, big shout out to Caden Brenham and Sorensen, who've been playing youth baseball with my son since about seventh or eighth grade. But soccer is his bag. It's what he's best at. And he'll be attending. He has committed to Bryant and Stratton in the fall. And his coach, Billy Schwartz, anticipates there'll be more school after he's done at Bryant and Stratton and more soccer. So best of luck to Caden. Caden's also on the basketball team, and more on their trials and tribulations from last night's game against Ocon later. And then a good friend of mine I've known since fifth grade, Hector the Inspector Carranza. And Hector will be playing football at Carthage. Johnny, remember going to Carthage, that heartbreaking loss to Carroll last fall? But they've got amazing facilities.
I do. It was a heartbreaker.
It sure was. And they got a young team. They had a couple freshmen that tore up the Pios, as much as it kills me to say. So Hector's going in on a rising program. They've got a new coach. They got all the way from Massachusetts. But I was just amazed at how nice those facilities were. The field, the stadium, the concessions. It was really, and the whole like press area. It was a lot of fun. So that is, you know, you don't think of like going to, you know, that like Kenosha County and expecting to see such a beautiful campus and so much, so many great things there. So I'm really excited for Hector. And of course, his mom, Carmen Lugo, deserves all the credit. And you know that, Hector. So, hey, and then real quick, Tyler Conjure will be playing baseball at UW La Crosse in the fall. So congrats to Tyler. Heck of a pitcher, great all-around player. And exciting to see him, Tyler, continue his career after high school. So more players to be highlighted later, so stick around. But back with Eli Fields. We were having this discussion about Black history in Waukesha, and like, I know many listeners think, like, why does Don Brown with an E, this lily white kid from Orchard Park, New York, why does he care about Black history? And, you know, one thing I know from my own pursuits, from my own cultural heritage, being Irish and growing up in a family whose parents would in many ways hide that Irishness, like a lot of people of that generation that were just trying to be more mainstream American. But it was really, I learned that a lot of what happened in the civil rights movement and what you could say the Black Power movement of the 60s is that it inspired other ethnic Americans to take a closer look at their own heritage and to develop a certain amount of cultural identity and cultural pride. And one of the heirs of that was this awakening for Irish and Irish American history. And through that, I got to make great friends like with Larry McCaffrey out of Evanston, out of our old Chicagoland area, Eli, whose scholarship on Irish American and Irish history earned him the highest honors from the Irish government. And that's what I loved about living in Chicago is for me, it was like a Celtic revival because there's such a big Irish influence there. And I got exposed to a lot of great music, a lot of great literature and so much culture. And again, there's a debt of gratitude to this movement towards Black history, which was started a lot long, many years before some would think. I've got a quick photo on that I'll dive into. But real quick, Mary Jane, you're going to cover something, too, about, these scholarships, these opportunities.
Yes.
That made a lot possible. And
Right. Now, people have to fund the scholarships for these young students to be able to go. Now, first of all, they have to earn their way. I think Antonio, he was like a 4.2, and I'm not sure where Eli was, but the learning curve, or I should say the curve at college, is so great. I remember Antonio saying all the people on his floor in his dorm were valedictorians or salutatorians. And you've got to compete with that just to get into Madison. So then to have that scholarship available is just a huge blessing, because Antonio, and I'm not sure about Eli, came out of college without any debt. Yes, there's room and board and all of the other fees that go along with that. So it's not a no-cost situation,
right,
but it's a very helpful situation. And if people are want to feel generous on Giving Tuesday or any time of the year, I would highly suggest investing in the next generation's future through any college, scholarships that are out there.
Sure. So, yeah, I wanted to shout out Carter G. Woodson, a scholar whose dedication to celebrating the historic contributions of Black people led to the establishment of Black History Month, marked every February since 1976, since the bicentennial year. That's how long this has been going on. Woodson fervently believed that Black people should be proud of their heritage, and all Americans should understand the largely overlooked achievements of Black Americans. And so, and like I said, with me and Eli were talking about this, there's really not much in the way of, or nothing that's really obvious in terms of Black history in Waukesha, but there is. There's been, we've had African Americans and other people, other cultures living here for many, many years. And so it would be really neat to do a deeper dive, because, Mary Jane mentioned the railroads, and that's like, I know you wouldn't have railroads without Irish people.
Definitely.
And other cultures, Chinese, other, and that's history that's going on.
They built this country. They really did, at least the transportation piece.
Yeah. And we still have a rich manufacturing economy here in Waukesha.
Oh, yes. I've listened to like Bloomberg and other places like that, like in New York, and they call like the Wisconsin Manufacturing Commerce Association to find out about what's happening here, because we are very strong in manufacturing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it takes all kinds of people to make those things happen, and all kinds of innovators. And so, yeah, you sent me a text. I haven't looked at it yet, that there's obviously a great history of African-American inventors here in America, and perhaps even here in Wisconsin. So
I think I saw that the inventor of, like, the sewing machine was a Black man from this particular area.
Sure. From Waukesha County, you think, or just Milwaukee area?
I don't recall.
Sure. Okay. So, yeah, deeper dive challenge for us then here to take a bigger look. So, hey, and if you happen to be listening on the radio, don't forget you can catch This Week in Waukesha and all the great civic media programming on the go with the Civic Media app. Be sure to download it from your smartphone, because Civic Media has over 20 stations around the state. So if you're traveling, I know many of us like to go north. There's a lot of great local stations, a lot of great local programming. And you can even catch some of your favorite teams the further out you go, like the Bucks and the Brewers. Well, right now the Bucks. As you travel. So don't forget the Civic Media app. And a lot of other exciting developments going on in Civic Media, too, is that from 2 to 4, I forget when that starts, Johnny might know, but Maggie Dawn's going to have a two-hour show, and that's terrific. Brilliant legal mind, talking about the latest issues of the day. And so there's been a big celebration all across Civic Media, knowing that Maggie has agreed, with her busy docket, too, by the way, to take that on for us. So that's going to be terrific. And also, before I forget, my guest next week is County Supervisor, my predecessor on the City Council, and now a County Supervisor, Terry Thieme, will be coming on. He has a re-election campaign coming on for the County Legislature, and we're also going to talk about Terry's 40-plus years of service to this city, which include 30 in the police force and about 11 or 12 on the City Council. So really looking forward to reconnecting with my neighbor and friend. And then, of course, we'll be doing a pre-recorded show on the 24th with Tyree Pope III, an amazing artist, and learning more about his experiences growing. You talk about living Black history too in Waukesha, like that whole comics that he's working. I believe it's called The Good Fight.
Yeah, Fair Fight.
Fair Fight, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, that was amazing. What was also amazing too It was a few days before I got to learn about Tyree from Dan Schreier. I was watching on Peacock. There's a really great documentary on the history of Run DMC, which is brilliant. It's really well done. And in the first episode, you're meeting one of the members of the band. I apologize, the name escapes me, but he had a passion for comics, much like Tyree did, in this idea of having like a black superhero. And so it's neat that this this man's vision in the 80s is becoming a reality with the stuff that Tyree is doing here in Waukesha. So I'm really looking forward to putting that together. So, hey, and returning to our National Signing Day spotlights, we're good on time here, Johnny? Excellent. Another one of my favorites, Christopher Douglas Hothouse Flowers, will be playing football at the University of Minnesota in the fall. Congratulations to Chris. This was from his coach, Darnell Wiltz. It's always good to dream and your dream came true. Keep dreaming because dreams turn into reality. I am proud of the person you have become. Keep your head down and focus on what's in front. So very happy for Chris, a teammate of my son's and great team player and a heck of a receiver too. So I know it'll be hard for you to root for him, Eli, being a Badger, but it's just exciting when you see one of our own from Blackshirt Nation going to a Big Ten school.
I was going to say, yeah, so, I was a Blackshirt before a Badger. So hey, shout out to him. Congrats to him. It's all love.
Sure, sure. So, and then another, kind of a fifth member of my my family, kind of a son, Eli Grant, a member of that sectional championship team, that co-Classic 8 championship team, will be continuing his volleyball and academic career at Bryant and Stratton. And this from his coach, Joe Bansky, one of the greatest coaches ever to coach at Waukesha South. He said, Eli has flown under the radar for most teammates and fans, but his ability to play volleyball is easily seen by me, and arguably he is clearly one of the best volleyball players to come from Waukesha during my 17 years of coaching. There are liberos, setters, middles, and outside attackers. Very few players, however, are as gifted as Eli in all of those positions in my 17 years. I can think of maybe five players with similar ability as a volleyball player. Coach Joe Bansky about Eli Grant. And yeah, I'm getting choked up because when Coach Bansky was talking about Eli during the signing day, I looked back behind me and Eli's mom, Carla, was fighting back the tears. And so just really excited for him. Great kid. So we'll return to some more spotlights here, but back with Eli. So what were you involved again in Waukesha? I know you played basketball. Were there other activities that you enjoyed or clubs you were in?
It was basketball, track for a season.
Okay.
Avid,
that's right.
Yeah. And then, outside of that, no, there wasn't too much. I did want to start a black student union, actually. Got to it, but okay. When I visited a couple weeks ago, Schreier let me know that there is one now. So that was great to hear.
That is great to hear. So fantastic. And I'm sure he probably invited you to speak sometime or to help contribute or coach, if you will.
Yeah. I might have something in the future. Yeah, definitely.
That's wonderful. Good. And greatly appreciated. And it's neat too, again, having someone come back, bringing that success back home and then sharing that gift with others. And so we have more spotlights. We also have the Carroll Minutes. I owe him 2 minutes because we forgot last week with my guest, Ken Machieski. We were getting so caught up in Waukesha's guitar tradition and starting a guitar festival here, hopefully. And maybe Eli can contribute to that. And we're going to learn more about some of the artistic pursuits Eli's working on and getting ready for that call from Rocker that should take place around 10 minutes in the second hour. So really excited that we're all together on this morning. It looks like it's going to be another beautiful day. Again, temperatures around 30 degrees, but it feels warmer to me. So, and then don't forget the pancake breakfast is already going on here. So, download the Civic Media app and you can enjoy the show while enjoying some great pancakes here. And be sure to say hi to Amanda and Mayor Sean Riley will be cooking the pancakes, and other County Executive Paul Farrell should be there. Congressman Fitzgerald, so many other local leaders and so many neighbors to reconnect with over at the County Expo Center. And that goes till 12:30 today. And I'll be heading over there to help MC after 9 o'clock. So I can't wait. Maybe I can get Johnny to go over after he's done doing Jim Santel's show. So is this week in Waukesha.
I might head that way. So
we'll go over together, Janie.
There you go.
All right. It's going to be a fun Saturday. Oh, here we go.
There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I was born by the river in a little tent.
Mary Jane, can you name the artist?
Oh, and just like the river I've been running. Ever since, it's been a long
SC initials. Eli knows.
Help me out here, guys.
Sam.
But I know. Oh, skip book. There you go. Thank you. See, always call me out, Dan. Always call me out.
Always calling you out here. Keeping you, keep on your toes. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And yes, that was the great Sam Cooke with The Change Going to Come.
Always
calling you out here. Keeping you. And that's a great one of the classics. And it came, you know, that song came out right at kind of the. When the civil rights movement really started to peak or really started to take off. And it was his, it was Sam Cooke's message to the world and continues to inspire to the present day. And we're here with Eli Fields. And we were also listening earlier to Earl Ingram talking about the Black heritage, especially in culture and music. He mentioned the Harlem Renaissance and just all the great artists, Louis Armstrong. And my guest, Eli Fields, has also some artistic musical pursuits. Can you share with us about some of that?
Yeah. I started making music during college. Before that, I didn't see that happening at all. I had no plans. It kind of came out of nowhere. But I've been around music all my life. And, you know, go way back, like Sam Cooke. I have a very different... For my age, I feel like, you know, I go way back in music. So, yeah, started in college and then grew ever since. So I have, songs on all platforms now, Spotify, Apple Music,
nice.
Tidal, Pandora, whatever you have.
Wow. Do they search Eli Fields or do they?
No, so my artist name is Lige. So my full name is also Elijah.
Elijah,
so
right.
I took a little Lige.
I knew that from LinkedIn. Yeah, thanks for accepting my request.
Hey, yep, I got you. So,
Lige, okay.
Yep, like Lige, yeah, and it's more
rap. L-I-S-H? Or how would you spell it?
L-I-J-E.
J-E, okay.
Yeah.
Lige, okay.
Yep.
Sounds great. So, yeah, we'll be looking for that, and I encourage listeners to. I caught a little bit of it the other day. So, and, you know, that's what I have to figure out, too, as the civic media portfolio continues to grow. And, again, the emphasis is on folk emphasizing live and local. And that includes culture and arts and music. And so we'll have to figure out how to include some of your work in you know, one of our shows. Maybe Max Sync Radio, Racker's going to be calling at 10 after. So we'll introduce these two musicians and see. Racker's more on the heavy metal side. You know, he's from the old school. But he's a Black shirt. He grew up right across the street. Mom and Dad still live there. And even though Racker's been in Madtown the last however many years, he loves coming back home. And looking forward to seeing him. Over at Maddie's on next Friday, and I'll be doing the game of the week, so I'm going to try to get that game done early. It looks like it's going to be Wes hosting KM, and KM very hot right now. Big upset over Arrowhead recently, And so it's they're having another exciting year. They were, I guess, one game away from the state title last year, the Lasers. So even though they're not the black shirts, you know, it's still exciting to see local teams doing well. And speaking of doing well, we want to continue to our National Signing Day, honoring our seniors. And the next one comes from my neighborhood in Banting Park. That's Natalie Harding. And Natalie's going to be playing lacrosse at UW Stout in the fall. And her coach, Lohman, said she's an amazing team player, always positive and willing to help. We will miss her. So best of luck to Natalie. I'd like to hear about more young women playing lacrosse. That's an amazing sport. My niece got to play for Stanford and had an amazing high school career down in Texas. And so fastest growing team sport in the country and a lot of fun, especially for, you know, athletes that are good, like in cross training, can do a variety of different things. It's a lot more like basketball than it is like soccer or hockey. There's a lot of footwork, a lot of sliding. So similar defensive and offensive formations in place. So the next spotlight is another young man I've known since he was in seventh or eighth grade, played baseball and football with my son. And that's Ben Jimenez, who will be playing baseball at Iowa Lakes Community College. Congratulations to Ben. According to his coach, John Stillman, who I saw last night, Ben's passion for baseball is unrivaled. His desire to become the best player he can be, whether it's on the practice field or during games, only comes around so often. Iowa Lakes is lucky to have him, and they will soon realize the quality teammate and advocate for the program they have acquired. So congrats to Ben. Really excited for this young man. And then real quick, too, another Big Ten recruit, Tanis Lang, the southpaw from the Engineering Academy, will be playing baseball at the Ohio State University in the fall. And again, none of us like Ohio State. That's our privilege as Wisconsin, as Badger fans, and me as Spartan. But you're never so happy to see so much scarlet and gray than when Tanis's family shows up for they were on the commit day and they came for National Signing Day. So much pride from that extended family. And a brilliant young man. He's a genius and engineer. You know, he did very high grades at the Engineering Academy. So he was recruited by every Big Ten school that has a baseball team, but he chose Ohio State because of one of the specific engineering programs that's well-suited for his academic interest. And Tanis has proved to be an outstanding leader of our team, both on and off the field, by showing his teammates the work ethic needed to succeed. His passion for baseball and being a student of the game is unmatched. Ohio State landed a good one. That's from Coach John Stillman. Congrats again, Tanis Lang, fellow lefty. So back with Eli, and we have 2 minutes before we begin the next hour of the show. So what haven't we covered already? I know we still have an hour together, but.
Yeah. Let's see. What haven't we covered?
I know that Eli also has a fitness
background
there. Yep. And so you can find some of those pictures on his Instagram.
Yeah. So,
I'm a certified personal trainer as well. Been into fitness for probably started like late when I was in high school, late at South. Okay. It was funny. I wanted to join the football team. I wanted to try to like shock the world. I was going to try out. I was tiny, early in high school. I was, got into the gym, started working out more to try to get on the football team. Never even tried out, but I stuck with the gym. You know, I like that.
Kept the training, yeah.
Yeah, kept it going ever since. So, I learned a good lesson from that too that I want to share, which is trying to do a lot of pursuits. I'm not as much into the training. I'm focusing more on music because a lot of the times, the lessons I learned is trying to do too many pursuits, having too many things, and you don't get as far. You know, trying to have tunnel vision into one or two things. So yeah, you can still follow. Yeah, Fields_fit on Instagram.
All right,
I still keep up with it, but
look for that. So hey, we're looking forward to more stories with Eli Fields in our next hour, as well as we'll start with the Carroll Minutes. We owe 2 minutes, and then some more national signing spotlights, and then of course a big celebration at Waukesha South last Tuesday night. With one
broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM, broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 5:40 AM. This is the Shaw WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WA. UK. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.